You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. It's the beginning
that's
of...
That's what I'm looking at, too.
The beginning. I haven't got there yet. I'll get there. Oh, damn. All right. It's the beginning of hour three. The beginning of hour three on this Tuesday night. It's Q-Talk America. Thank you for being here. It's the show with me, Clayton McKee, along with Al Perkins, Molly Montgomery, filling in for Marnie Ryer tonight, and Katie June. Right now, they are stalking James Franco's brother, David, online. It's a good time.
Just Dave. No need to gay it up.
Just Dave.
That's good.
Which reminds me, the desk that I'm going to buy at IKEA this weekend, you know what its name is?
Franco.
David.
Dave.
Oh.
Just Dave.
Just Dave desk.
Yeah. But gays always do that. Everybody has to be their full name.
The full name.
But nobody makes mine Alfred. They always make mine Albert or Alan.
That's adorable.
We're making blended drinks. We are in studio. And now we're going to begin our thoughtful vulgarity right here on a Tuesday night.
It's Waylon.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Okay, Will Bjerke, please, in the chat room, my bad, I just gave you away, Will.
Yeah.
Please tell me that Gordon Lightfoot is gay. If that's true, I will have
fodder to argue
with my dad for years. Oh, this will make me so happy.
Gordon Light, if you could read my mind and what I'm thinking about Dave Franco.
My thoughts would tell about Dave Franco.
And where we would put that tale.
Seriously.
I have not seen the 21 Jump Street remake. It has been on my list because I heard it was actually funny.
Is that with Magic Mike?
Yes.
It is hilarious.
I heard really good things about it, and I missed it.
It's really, it's with whoever that magic, Channing Tatum. My friends in the chat room, a.k.a. your mom, were going on about how funny 21 Jump Street was.
And I was surprised. It was like one of those movies Kel and I rented, like a random Saturday night, like just doing nothing. And we were both really pleasantly surprised. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
I never saw the show, but I'm...
Likewise.
I'm willing to see the
movie. But it was hilarious.
Okay, now I'm in... Okay, so according to what's going on in here, and I have my question thought out.
Okay.
So I'm thinking...
By the way, it's two questions now. We do a first, and then we do a follow-up.
We'll get to it.
I know.
So I just want to know if I'm correct in assuming that Memento is the movie that we're talking about that is currently on streaming...
Yes.
On Netflix.
I misspoke. I said it was...
Good, what did I say it was?
Yeah. I said it was Batman. I said it was Christian Bale.
But it's Guy Pearce. Oh, Guy Pearce.
Go ahead. Tell your story.
No story, but they're showing it all the time on cable right now.
Priscilla
L.A. Confidential.
And he looked good in that movie.
Oh, that movie's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was beautiful. My first time of seeing him on screen was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which I think was a lot of America's first exposure to him.
Yes, that is.
So I saw him, and then maybe a decade passed until I saw him again. I heard his name. I'm like, oh, well, I'll tune in. He was on a talk show, and he had aged, as we all do. And all of a sudden, he had a little more silver in his hair, and I'm like... Not the same, but still good.
Oh, yeah. He looks good.
He's a good-looking man, no chance.
Because he was doing little interesting movies. He's
like
known
indie
for
films and like
Memento. Seriously, Memento is where they all come from. That's all of their. And he has a little. I can't remember. He shows up somewhere in the Batman movies.
Happier in this black and white picture of him. Right. Wow.
Guy Pearce. Nolan slips in, but his real favorite is Cillian, and he's the guy from 28 Days Later. Oh my god, I gotta look up so much shit. The Irish actor from Breakfast on Pluto.
It's inconvenient for you to look up stuff when we have full wireless and electronic devices.
Because it interrupts my train of thought. Like, I've already forgotten 15 things I was gonna say today. But You know what drove me nuts about Lincoln was that every goddamn character actor of the last 20 years was in it. I'm going, how do I know him? The guy from Girls is in it. John Hawkes, who I thought was going to win the Oscar this year, he shows up in it.
Okay, what is he in? John Hawkes.
John Hawkes is from, he's from The Sessions.
Oscar nominee. Else, though, too.
Oscar nominee a couple years. Well, he's in every movie. He's in The Perfect Storm.
But he was in something else that I totally know, and I have never seen any of those.
He was in Winter's Bone. He got an Oscar nomination after years of trying.
Because you were talking about him.
He's in every movie ever made. Yes. He's always third tree
from
the left.
American Gangster, Identity, Me, You, and Everyone We Know.
Cillian Murphy.
Something else that I knew.
Look at those eyes. Google Cillian Murphy is the one that...
I'm still stuck on Dave Franco.
He's creepy. I love him.
Who?
Cillian Murphy.
And Down. Nope.
I got nothing for you on
HBO?
That.
HBO?
No.
Nothing?
No, but this is the guy that's in every Christopher Nolan movie. He finds a way to fit him in.
Yes, Tupper, Time Machine, Guy Pearce. Absolutely.
Oh, and then they did The Prestige. No, that's the one that the other one is in. The Prestige is the one.
Right, the both of them.
He goes back and forth. Sometimes he uses Guy Pearce, sometimes he uses Cillian Murphy, but it's like he doesn't know them apart.
No idea.
I saw The Prestige. No, I know. I saw The Prestige and the other magician one, like, in the same week.
And so did I. And I can't keep them apart.
No.
Yep. Mm-mm. I did the same thing. Mm-mm. How many fucking magician movies do we need?
Right?
Turns out two.
I'm reading.
It was kind of like
Armageddon.
I'm reading
a book about magicians right now, and it's still freaking me out because I'm
excited about the weird clown family movie. And
seriously.
I have a page pulled up, and I'm not putting it down.
Is it on
Netflix?
I'm going
home, and I'm watching this shit.
Yes, it's on Netflix.
I'm watching it tonight.
It's probably going to
watch
it tonight?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a
Netflix
movie.
Did you check your Facebook messages?
Can we all just talk at once? I think it's good.
Yeah. Well, we're all excited. I'm not sure if that's on the streaming.
The what? You can talk into the mic if you want to.
Private.
Okay, so here's our first question.
Molly, secrets hurt people.
I don't know if you know how this works. Other people outside of here can hear us. Just so you know.
It's a microphone.
Yes, it is.
So, what? And we just have to go here because we've kind of hit on it without trying.
I think I don't have enough booze in this.
Who would you see it? Like, who out there, like celebrity crushes, real? It could be a real person. Maybe there's a real person you know.
Here's the stupid thing about
me.
Okay? So queer, right? But all my celebrity crushes are boys who all look like butch lesbians.
Okay, so that's... She hits on the question.
I'm about to show you this other butch lesbian.
Do you like Jodie Foster?
Sick.
No.
sick. Want to...
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna find her. Who would you switch teams for? Who would be the one that you would be like, all right, I can get that up? Or whatever the lady version of that is.
get that in.
It's not even like... In my head, it's not even like that. It's like, I'd like to bake for him. Like, that's how my brain works. It's not even like, ooh, baby. No, it's...
My idea of sex is get drunk and watch Dexter.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah,
I gotcha. Dexter.
On separate couches, because he likes to stretch out.
Me too. Yeah.
You know, I'm not sharing a couch.
I had to rearrange my whole house because I couldn't get comfortable now that I'm dating somebody. Right. We can't get comfortable when we watch TV at my house.
He's not sharing a couch or an Afghan.
Yes. Right. Right. Let's see. Who were we just talking about? Oh, you guys are going to make a face with this
one. Oh, wow.
Joaquin Phoenix?
At times.
Can't even picture him. I have no idea.
John Stewart? Because I'm a total nerd.
Yeah, that's cool.
Can I give you a little piece of movie trivia on Joaquin Phoenix?
Are you going to say Parenthood?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know what his name was then?
Don't tell me. Leaf.
Yep.
Garrett?
Because I always wondered.
Leaf Phoenix, yeah.
Didn't you spend a good part of the late 90s wondering, now, whatever happened to Leaf Phoenix?
No.
He went back.
No.
No?
I've never heard of him.
But I dated a girl in the early 90s who looked just like River Phoenix.
He was mad because his brothers and sisters, and I first heard of them. This is so crazy. I first heard of them in this lesbian that I went to college with in the 80s. They were known as this vegetarian family that was raised all
like
on
a commune and shit, right?
Right. And that was their big claim to fame, and then they slowly got into acting. And it turns out Joaquin, however you want to say his name, however he self-identifies, was jealous that they all had such interesting names, so he changed his name to Leaf for a little while and then realized, I'm a fucktard.
Right.
And brought it back to its original name.
I knew nothing
about
that.
But he's the one that can't stop masturbating in Parenthood with...
It's not masturbating. It's just porn.
I should have.
No, but remember, he can't stop jacking off, and he thinks there's something wrong with him. That's why he's hiding in his bedroom.
Right. When he goes and talks
to
the
little dude, he goes to Keanu Reeves.
Right. I love that movie. I love that show.
Yeah.
Are you watching the show?
I watched here and there.
Yeah. Kelly loves. Okay. Loves that.
So who's yours?
Okay. Really,
did you give it up though? Who was you baking with?
John Stewart and Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
wait. Who's the guy? Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Oh fuck.
He's the top of my list.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you seen him in jeans? Oh my god.
No, I have not.
The question is, who would you give it up for?
Who would you switch teams for? Yeah.
God damn. Okay, you call it good. Go ahead, Katie. I'm trying to figure this out.
I want to find pictures because I want to show you.
Oh, you want to give us an illustration?
I do.
Is there a hand?
People call man your Google, woman your Google.
Okay, wait.
However you Google, do it now.
So, let me tell you this. My like sexy female actress crush that I just is Olivia Munn.
Oh,
right.
Wait. Which one is she? Is she on Newsroom now?
Yes.
How good is Newsroom though? Oh, how fucking good is Newsroom?
I haven't seen Newsroom. You must. She did a little arc on.
Now she's on the New Girl.
She's
the stripper on the New Girl.
Oh, my God. And she was actually Magic Mike. She was the best thing for me in Magic Mike.
I still want to see it.
Her naked body is the best part of Magic Mike.
She knows when to take her clothes off. She's not fucking around.
Yeah. No, she's ridiculous. Kelly was, I was like, when she came on The New Girl, I was like, oh my God, it's Olivia Munn. Kelly's like, wait, but I don't look anything like that.
You know, it's really weird. I like to say that.
But
I
still love you.
I know. I like men who look like Professor Snape, and I like women who look like John Goodman.
Wow.
It's the damn truth.
All right, so Olivia, me saying Olivia Newton-John.
I don't know. That is your crush. There you go. Same. That's your crush.
I hear Olivia, I go right to Greece.
Right.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
All right.
So, no, but who was your man crush?
Okay, so this, I'm not. It's
sex, and we nothing in Cape Cod.
Charlie Hunnam is really... it and I just
dead
my
sexy.
God almighty. I mean, I think it's because he's like a little bit dirty, but like this is him.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with a little bit dirty.
Right? Like he's blonde. I have never in my life, male or female, not once ever dated a blonde person ever. I'm just not.
I don't like blonde.
I've been mm-mm. redhead. Been there a couple times, a few times.
Yeah,
but
the darker
blonde,
the berry, the sweeter the flute. Fruit,
never
the flute.
Blonde.
The flute or the flute?
The sweeter the flute. Well, I am a flautist.
Skin flute, I understand. Right.
Jesus Christ, I can't talk.
This guy is, I mean, look at that, is yummy. Yeah.
Oh, you know who else? And this,
just
this,
like dirty biker.
What's his face from True Blood?
Any of them.
The
from
Swede.
True Blood.
What's the Swede's name?
Oh, the blonde guy.
My dad's famous too. Yeah,
I don't
him.
Know who he is, but I mean, I know who you're
Skarsgård.
Talking about.
Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah. Alex. Oh, Skarsgård. Isn't it Alex?
Who?
Alexander.
Thank you. Yeah, Skarsgård.
He makes my pussy talk. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
He's delicious. And then what's his face from Lost? The dirty, sexy southern guy with the stubble. Never mind.
The older guy?
They're all older.
I don't know.
Okay,
I
but then
it.
Here's this other that Casey Legler is a female model who works exclusively as a male model. And I want to do it with her bad. That's her.
Oh, she's been around a while. Yeah. That's a good
sign.
She
could put it in me.
I mean, she can put just about anything.
I'm unsure of what that means right now.
She is.
Speaking of which, I got hit on by a 70-year-old man at the pound today. Yes. His pickup line.
Walter.
His pickup line, which is funny to me that this has actually been used on me more than once. How do you keep your skin so white?
Oh, well, okay, is actually a really good question.
It's hard in Arizona.
But here's the thing.
You do have
anytime,
perfect porcelain skin.
Anytime you bring up skin as an opener, all I can
Silence
think of
lambs.
It puts the lotion
Sun
in the basket.
Skin. Yeah, yeah.
It puts it on its skin or it gets a hose again. That's all I can think of. You don't open with skin.
Right. It's just weird. Yeah.
I think I love Tupper.
Tupper's a good one. Okay, but
Taye Diggs. I ain't mad at that.
Now is Mama
Taye
down?
Diggs.
Who's Carrie?
I don't know, but
she's my sister-in-law.
Okay, so on your team. Got it.
Okay, so we need.
But not on my team.
No, I don't know what I mean. Bear. Is yes. Friend of yours is
yes,
what I mean.
Correct.
Friend of Molly's.
Yes.
Got it. What?
Married
what
to my
I
brother.
Don't think Mama Bear is listening, and I need her for a reference.
Can I just show you this next picture of this Casey Legler?
You're going to keep showing his pictures anyway.
It's like sexy man, but then also boobs, and I'm into her.
Well, you have a lot of issues.
Okay, that's a little...
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I am into it. She's I have a cigar, and I'm fucking hot, and then also here's my tits.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey. I got it. I got to go on that
have
one.
Have I mentioned? I don't think there's enough whiskey in this.
Tay Diggs is the one that's married to Idina Menzel, right?
Idina Menzel.
Yes. Who I'm going to see when she comes to the Phoenix Symphony. She's coming.
One of my favorite stories about Tay Diggs is when Al speaks of in regards to going to see him on Broadway.
With the symphony?
That's exactly where I was going.
March. Natalie Merchant.
But I will.
Symphony.
Yeah. Because I really I like Natalie Merchant.
What the hell's going on here?
Tay Diggs is hot, hot, hot. In case my girlfriend is listening, I really want to go see Winona next month. Perhaps as a Valentine's Day present.
Hashtag didn't know you were occupied. You have a girlfriend?
She just said new girlfriend. Rearranged the furniture.
New girlfriend.
I picked that up.
He doesn't listen.
I was talking to Al at the time. Sorry. Okay. Wow. Good for you. Yeah, makes one of us.
She is good for me.
I'm gonna blow all of your minds. Okay. So
and she looks like John Goodman.
We met at the
thingy.
At the festival thing.
Pre Roseanne or post Roseanne?
During Roseanne.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she's a babe.
She's healthy.
Yeah, she's a babe.
She's a good girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a really good girl.
I'm a little concerned.
Way too good for me.
Bowler?
Stop it.
Bowler?
See, has been known to bowl, as a matter of fact.
Just questioning.
Yeah, Bears fan.
That's key, right?
Absolutely.
For you, that's like a must have.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's on your make it or break it list.
Right. Mm. It knows the Super Bowl shuffle. My friend in college used to joke and say someday we were going to find a girl who knew all the words to Super Bowl shuffle.
I feel like we have Facebook talked about Super Bowl shuffle.
Probably.
I'm the funky
QB known as McMahon.
Good, right?
Was it William Refrigerator Perry in that video?
Yes, he was. Indeed. Absolutely. I actually have.
And there is my sports contribution to tonight's show. Right.
Well played.
Okay,
now do you understand my new dog, Walter Payton Montgomery? Sweetness.
Well, I didn't get the sweetness part, but I got the Walter Payton part.
Okay.
Awful. Walter the Refrigerator Perry.
We've tied it all in. Okay, so here's I have a new person to introduce to the group. She was on Bill Maher this last week. Big fan of Bill Maher. I might be stalking him. He's no David Pakman, let's be honest. He's 57, for the love of fuck. But Rula Jebriel, and please Google this woman.
Doing it right now.
Find interviews with her. She is the smartest fucking thing on earth. And then looky at this.
Most smartest.
Oh, wow.
I can't see it from here. Stand by.
Rula, wait, how do I spell her?
Oh,
I got a little stiffy
can
over
we,
her.
Can we spell that for the crowd?
Okay, wait.
It's Rula Jebriel. And she shut down some conservatives because they're making a big stink about Al Gore selling current TV to Al Jazeera. So everybody's going nuts that it's anti-American and all this stuff. And she shuts them down. She's like, all the dictator in these countries where they had dictators and all these places where they had like the Arab Spring, the thing that was letting the people speak for themselves and like – cause
was
all of
Al
it was Al Jazeera. They're absolutely like, this is the people's network. It's just not the people you want to hear from, mm-hmm. and that's your fucking problem.
Picture of her I found with like shirt half like.
Can we get her on this show?
Like hair tousled. No. Yeah, she's hot.
No.
And
this is your type. This is your female type.
Yeah, I mean she's a little bit Lea Michele. We're not gonna lie.
Oh, you're
love Lea Michele.
You're 100% right.
Look at this picture and tell me you don't see Lea Michele.
Are you kidding?
You're right.
I'm obsessed with Lea Michele.
I agree with you.
Does she look like Lea Michele there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I'm not mad at that.
Remember, darker the berry, sweeter the juice, girls.
The flute. Sweeter the flute.
Sweeter the flute. Look at this one. I mean, that's like supermodel. She has no business being smart taking a picture like that.
No,
that's like
gorgeous.
Annie Leibovitz hot.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
All right, Clayton.
What?
Who you got? We're switching teams.
I don't even think you can do this game.
Annie Leibovitz is an
awful. No, he slept with a woman. Remember, he grudge fucked her against a tree.
I knew we'd bring that up.
Wait, what?
Against a stump.
I'm going to go pee while you talk about grudge fucking against a stump.
Oh, no. I'm not answering shit unless you're here. So we're going to. No, you go ahead. Go.
No,
go ahead. What are you both going?
What? She's a whore, ladies and gentlemen. A whore.
We only have one bathroom, and Katie just took it over. So
I got to go pee on the cum tree. Two different smells.
Which, by the way.
One organ.
Which one elegant solution.
One elegant solution.
By the way, it wasn't cold enough during our cold snap to freeze that motherfucking tree off.
It's still alive.
I noticed it today when I rolled up into
the. Is it carob? Is that what smells like
that? I don't know. We call it a cum tree. I don't know what you call
it. Every winter.
Is it a carob?
I think it's carob. There's one by my house. And
I was thinking of planting one.
Mine is dead.
Oh, I gotcha.
So
I'm not answering any of this until we're all back in full.
Well,
in full concert. What do you got?
I kind of need to know if my mom's listening to know if I.
Your mom? Oh, you never know.
No, not your mom in the chat room. Like Julie, my actual.
Hang on, give me. Oh, what the hell happened here? What the fuck happened here?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything, but all of a sudden I'm missing an icon on this fucking. What do you call these things? What are these things called?
Tablet.
An iPad.
iPad.
Where's my... Oh, wait, there it is. They moved an icon on me. We have 10 current live listeners right now. Wait, stand by. We may not have 10 current. Yep, we have 10 current live listeners right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good for us. Actually, we're the...
So the bottle of...
Go.
Cordon Negro.
Do you want to go
My
pee?
Friend Lori Haley writes that she likes to give it with a gold marker so you can write something in highlighter pen on the black bottle.
Hmm.
Isn't that
That's
thoughtful?
Lovely. Go pee, Al.
All right, go pee. I can hear you.
I don't care. I want your immediate reaction.
You need to be in for the story.
Unless you're going
to
take a mic with you
retelling.
Into the. By the way, for those listening at home or wherever the hell you're listening, we're conveniently located in Central Phoenix, and our bathroom is also conveniently located in Central Phoenix.
Thankfully,
as opposed to our previous studio where you had to walk, you had to get a light rail pass, and there was a bus transfer, and then you had to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes to get to the fucking restroom. Now, it's right across the hallway. We could actually, if I were to stop all sound, we could probably hear Al tinkling. But it's not really worth it.
Let's
no.
Not.
Do you need any more of this? Slushy slurp? What did I make? It's good.
It is good.
It's good. It's eggnog and that shitty whiskey he brought.
It just keeps making me feel better and better. Less sick and less sick.
You're sounding better.
You are.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable.
I'm not sure if it's because we don't care how you sound now.
You're just getting drunker
a little bit. Or if the inebriation that you're getting from it is helping you.
Because I have not had anything to drink for the last couple of days, and that's unusual. Because I've been sick.
And I drink every day and I'm never sick.
Yeah, I'm getting worse and worse. Oh, that's what you were saying, right? Yeah. I've been getting worse and worse. Maybe I just needed some alcohol.
Yeah.
It's me.
I think
you're welcome.
Alcohol is always a solution.
No, it's sitting here in a sweat box. No. I've got swamp
ass.
This is like a sweat lodge. We're like doing an Indian thing.
Swass and sweeness.
If property management for our new studio is listening, we'd like to get this fixed because next week is...
Almost immediately. Yeah.
I have swamp ass, Joe.
We can turn the fan up. Molly, actually, could you slide your slide your chair back and reach for that remote control? Hand it to me. Just up. There you go. Oh, look. Look at you. Oh, Molly's hand.
Not my first rodeo.
You're walking over to me. We're going to turn the fan up. Oh, here we go. This will feel better.
I got it. Just because you wouldn't tell your story. So, Tay Diggs.
Yeah. Tell that story. That's a good story.
Okay, so I went and saw Wicked like when it first came out. Like we saw it like within the first few weeks. And I can't think of his name. He goes by Leo Norman Butts, or his name is some combination of those letters.
Butts.
He hurt himself, and they needed an immediate replacement, so they went with... Idina Menzel's husband temporarily fill in while he healed. Tay Diggs steps in and, you know, he plays the prince that's all very pretty and takes everyone's eye. He was in tight white pants.
Yes, he was.
And he walks out and they didn't announce it. They made you think because they made you think you were seeing Leo Norman Butts or whatever his name is. And Tay Diggs walks out in tight white pants and that ass, and the entire audience went, oh.
All right.
I mean, and gasped.
Apparently there was a gasp in the
theater.
There
was a gasp in the theater, and the show stopped over the sight of his ass.
Oh,
it could have been because Tay Diggs walked out, and that's a big name, but I think it was because a hot black man
And this
walked
was in
out.
He wasn't
Wicked.
That big then, though.
So
I'm Googling it. If Idina was still, was Idina still in it?
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah.
The show had just
no,
opened.
No, but he was in Rent. He was, because he was in Rent.
He was in Rent.
He was original Benny.
Yeah, he
Broadway
was.
Broadway big name. I feel like how that's
not
met.
TV movie big name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or like TV, because he was, he's in Private Practice.
Yes.
But was he on television prior to that?
He had a show that died briefly.
Yeah, he was a lawyer and a single dad.
Filmed in Toronto. Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
But
I loved him from Rent.
Yeah, I did too.
Is where I like fell in
love. But I mean, you got to see that man in tight white pants. That is an ass that will not stop. Yeah, there are photos from him from his run in Rent where they have him in the white jumpers.
I'd probably be fine to see him without any pants at all.
But they do have this really great picture of him in the show kissing Idina with the green skin, and I love that because they're married. And
he made a hot scarecrow. I'm just gonna tell you.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away the ending, but
too late.
Oh,
okay, wait. So we were getting into that.
We were grudge fucking really quickly. We were
grudge fucking.
No, that's just what he was trying to tell you that I had previously said. I'm not a gold star gay.
And then we were going to hear about your crossover.
But I really.
Which I still don't think that you have one.
I don't really have any because there's nobody that I see. Now, I'm going to go by default one because she is.
I was letting my fish tank sucked out with a vacuum. What am I reading?
What?
I'm so hungover.
What in the hell are you
doing? It says, I always wanted my fish tank sucked out with a vacuum, says Will.
Okay, scroll down.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Our chat room has gone rogue.
They are, but it's fun.
It was a scene from Give Me a Break.
I believe that's right.
Opening credits, even.
Give me a
where
break.
Where she sticks the vacuum. Oh.
And she's
in
running
the
around and she sticks it in the vacuum and then she looks for the fish.
I sure deserve it.
I got you, Will. This is why
she
we're soulmates.
Is still dead, Nell Carter.
Okay.
But she's dead. But she finally reached her ideal weight, so she's happy.
That is sad.
Hey, I love Nell Carter.
Is she your crossover?
No.
tell us your story.
There really is no story other than the fact that, I mean, we all know she's stupidly beautiful and she's fun and she's funny. So the only thing I would think of that immediately came to mind, and even though I'm not stalking, it's, oh, goddamn white. Now I've lost her fucking name. Gloria.
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh.
She's stunning.
You think she's smart?
Oh, yeah.
She knows what she's selling.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the Gracie Allen of her era. Gracie Allen was the business sense of Burns and Allen. For those of you who have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, George Burns, who may or may not be somebody you have any idea who it is, his wife was Gracie Allen.
Your parents.
She was comedically hilarious, but she was the business sense of that whole thing.
True. Yeah.
Sofia Vergara knows exactly.
And she did the Jason Wu strike while it's hot. Make every dollar you can while they're there.
My cats were George and Gracie, and then Gracie died.
Yeah, well, and so did Gracie Allen.
I hate cats too.
So true to life, darling. So true to life.
But I think that would be, she's crazy gorgeous. She's funny. She gets it, and I think.
And you have a thing for the dark meat, so,
right? So there's. I mean, I'm getting the Latino. I'm just getting.
Yeah, you do. Right. That makes sense. It fits. Yeah.
Exactly.
But other
just
than
flip
that,
her over.
There's no. Really. There's
just. Ew.
Come on, she's got a rocking ass.
No,
that's a
good point.
And it's brown.
And it's brown. Thank you, Katie.
My brown eyes winking at you, girl.
Don't you make my brown eyes blue, Crystal Gale. I don't know.
His wasn't as dirty as mine was.
But other than that, I really have nothing for you. But
your cup's gonna give me a seizure.
But that's gonna give me Tourette's. For the record, Molly has some drinking cup that blinks. I'm not sure.
It's hysterical. It's Halloween themed.
And it's out. I feel like it's out all year round. It's not just a Halloween cup.
I'm
like
a Halloween
whenever
girl.
Whenever you need a flashing glass,
that might scare you.
I realize this will fall completely dead on all of you because. None of you will remember.
So you're going
to
talk about a vacuum now?
No.
I can go pee again.
Not a vacuum. Not a vacuum or a lawnmower or a radio. None of those. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I worked.
Oh, I wasn't alive yet.
Oh, Jesus Christ, really? When I worked for an NBC affiliate on, and maybe you'll remember this, Faith Daniels was an anchor on NBC for the Today Show. She was the, like when they tossed to the news.
Yeah.
Faith Daniels. I was infatuated with Faith Daniels. I just loved her. She disappeared now from all broadcasting.
Higher the hair, the closer to God. Like, was she
big? No.
Texas makeup. I forgot about that expression.
Google.
The higher the hair, the closer
look
to God.
Look up Faith Daniels, NBC. You'll find her. And I just thought she was fantastic. I loved Faith Daniels. She was one of the people that I just, like, oh, she's wonderful. But
she went a little further. She made it a little bit
Had, well, okay. she had a daytime show called, I forget what it was called, something with Faith Daniels. But
I feel like this was Faith Daniels at the peak.
That's
of
it. That's
when,
her.
Yeah,
I love
her.
I loved her. I thought she was fantastic.
Aged hair, like feathered.
And you know that her plastic surgery makes her look a little like a Catwoman.
Wasn't she the loose?
Oh yeah. She's not so hot
I'm
anymore.
I'm just gonna guess
loose,
where her plastic
why she's
surgery went.
Out of public eye.
Bitches,
now.
I'm talking.
Fuck.
Wasn't she the?
I'm on the air, bitches.
The loose inspiration for Murphy Brown.
I have not.
She looks.
Yes.
I've never heard that.
I'll Google it.
No.
Because her co-worker on the show was even named Faith, wasn't she?
Right.
Yes.
But in real life, her name was Faith.
Are you sure?
I think.
Yeah, because it was Corky Sherwood, and then she married.
Right.
Then it was
You're
Corky
so right.
Sherwood Forrest, because Forrest, she married.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm so old that it all blends together now.
I can't read. It wasn't Jessica Savage.
Jessica Savage was the one on
she was
for
killed,
NBC.
Right?
Yeah, Jessica Savage was loosely Murphy Brown,
but wait.
I thought it was a CBS person.
Faith Daniels had a cameo role, though, in Murphy Brown. There it is.
Yes, I think
she
you're right.
She had in 92.
Thank God for Wikipedia.
She had a cameo role as a guest at the baby shower, along with Katie Couric.
Right, they all did.
And that's because she was just getting big enough, and then she fell off the planet.
She bowed out. And I'm not sure why. I think I looked it up at one point a long time ago. Because all of a sudden, she just disappeared. What was that fucking? What was her daytime show called? Faith Daniels. Google.
But one of the things with Murphy Brown was it was because she was back from rehab, so it was kind of it had a loose Jessica Savage thing because Jessica Savage had that meltdown on the air that everybody talks about. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that Murphy Brown, but they added someone, I can't remember who the other one that actually went to rehab that she was mostly based on. And my favorite thing was, what was the old pig's name? Strom Thurmond. Where that Murphy was, they were talking about how Murphy wasn't on her game. She's like, well, I mean, she chased down Strom Thurmond with her car for like 3 blocks, but her heart wasn't in it. So funny. Okay, so now for the chat room, because you guys were just talking about Christine Hendricks. So, of course, I have...
Will remembers Faith Daniels.
Wait, she did the Today Show.
Okay, right, she was the...
CBS Morning News, Today Show, and then the News at Sunrise, which was defunct.
Sunrise with Faith Daniels,
then
right.
Then she did Dateline NBC, yeah, which it looks like that was her news she had, magazine.
Yes, I agree she did that, but there was also, again, we're going 20 years ago, she had a daytime show that was on, it was like 30 minutes, or maybe it was an hour in the mornings. It was like what is now the third hour of today, but it was called Something with Faith, Later with Faith. No, that was Bob Costas. God, there was another show that they had. I forget what it was. But anyway, I loved her.
Was it wasn't News at Sunrise? Like News at Sunrise with Faith Daniels?
No, but I did, because when I worked for that affiliate, I came in the mornings. So we did News at Sunrise with her, and then she carried over. And she did all the news on the Today Show. When Jane Pauley and Bryant Gumbel would toss to the news desk,
it was
Faith.
Okay.
It was Faith.
Yes. She was
the
like
news.
The
Ann Curry. Yes.
Right. Yeah. She was the
Before they shit on her and threw her out the door.
Serious. Well, sucks. And pre-Deborah Norville. Because remember, Deborah Norville is the one who came in after Pauley. Remember,
Jane Pauley,
they kicked Pauley out, brought in Norville. And
remember, they did the
shit.
Whole.
They kicked out Norville.
They did the whole
right?
All About Eve thing. Saturday Night Live did the best All About Eve spoof with Jane Pauley and Deborah Norville. Fasten your seatbelts, going to be a bumpy night. Right. Like, they put Jane Pauley in the dress
and
everything. But didn't
they kick Deborah Norville out pretty quick?
Yeah.
She wasn't in there.
She went right to the curb. Because they did the whole Ann
Closer
Curry thing
look.
Where, like...
From the chat room, Closer Look.
Yeah, Closer,
Closer Look
with
Faith Daniels. Thank you.
Well
very
played,
good.
Tupper.
Tupper, that's Tupper. Good. Tupper, you get a bell ringer. Very well.
And now
thank
for
you.
Everybody in there that's talking about, well, everybody, there's two of them, talking about Christina Hendricks. And I've had this on my list, but I didn't know how to bring it up organically, so now you all help me. But there is, and it's on video now, I just got it for myself for Christmas, Company with Neil Patrick Harris. Mm-hmm. Stephen
What's
Colbert
Stephen
is
Colbert.
In it.
Right.
And what
is
Christina
it?
Hendricks?
Company,
it's a musical.
Musical, Stephen Hondheim's 1970 seminal classic. Just when you thought he couldn't write one more classic, he has Company.
Was that Stephen Hondheim?
Sondheim. What? I said Sondheim.
Hawking, Sondheim,
really? Something. Did I
Colbert.
Say Hawking?
Yeah. One of the Stephen.
I probably did.
Marty and Aaron, Eric, Ernie, whatever the hell you call them.
Yeah, Marcia and Ernie.
But don't let me lose Sondheim. Do not let me forget this. Because every time I Google it, I keep forgetting what I'm talking about. So Company, but Christina Hendricks plays one of the secretaries. And she's one of the ones that does You Could Drive a Person Crazy. Fan-fucking-tastic.
She's amazing.
And she does the nude scene with Neil Patrick Harris on stage.
I love Christina Hendricks.
But you got to see Stephen Colbert sing and dance. It's so much fun. And Patti LuPone is in it. It's a delight.
He hates Patti LuPone.
And I hate
like
Patti LuPone.
Martha Plimpton.
Martha Plimpton is in it.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Do you watch Raising Hope?
You know, I've watched some episodes. I'm not a regular, but
you would love her politics
hysterical.
Too. Do you follow her on Twitter?
No, she's good.
You would love her politics.
Done following right now.
I'm trying to cut back because I'm trying to pick my winners and losers from this season, and I like the Mindy Project so much that I need to dump things overboard. And Raising Hope went.
Mindy Project
straight up funny.
Yeah.
And the New Normal 2 weeks ago went from I'm supporting you because I want to be a team player to
you're funny.
You're fucking funny.
And
that little girl is
up. I haven't caught up yet. You know what I really like? That
I said that all wrong because I'm drunk, but you know what I mean. Follow along.
It's offensive,
savant.
But not really because I
meant
it's
like a savant. Like she, the one episode she did it like big, like Little Edie from Grey Gardens, and she did.
Oh yeah,
little,
I remember.
What
are we talking
the
about?
The little girl on New Normal
with the gays.
Oh, I just started watching it like 4 episodes ago.
It's just kicking up.
Okay, what's his name from Book of Mormon?
Book of Mormon.
Right?
He's also on
Girls.
And did a nude scene.
Yes.
What an ass.
When he goes, the last one, he was like, I mean, it was only like 3 pumps. And the guy's like, what's a pump? What does that mean?
For the record, I'm going to see the Book of Mormon in Chicago.
Stop it.
In April.
You should see, I think it's out of Chicago, but Sassy Boots.
Kinky Boots.
I saw the movie.
It should be.
It was in Chicago. It was going to Broadway.
Kate Winslet, right? Kate Winslet is in the movie?
Oh, I don't know that there's
Look it up.
I'm Googling.
Why is she a bitch
see,
all of a sudden?
See, somebody told me to
look
it up.
I'm cunty.
So,
and I'm drunk.
This fun guy.
And it's her inaugural show.
There was a fun guy at the inauguration. I know we're drinking again.
Did we book a cab for you?
At the inauguration party yesterday.
Are we booking? Oh, stand by. Are we booking a cab for you, Molly?
I thought I was in on the Sioux cab.
You are, but do I need to text her or does she already know that come get you?
Oh, she doesn't know.
Oh, then I'll text her. Okay. You talk amongst yourselves.
It's a secret. Okay, so fun guy at the inauguration party yesterday, who also was the one that put out the fire at the New Year's Eve party. Listeners may remember that we were involved in a house fire, three of them, on New Year's Eve. So this guy's back for the inauguration party. So charming, so much fun. And he gets Ethel Merman ready because it turns out Sunday brunch, he doesn't like to keep listening to the same disco music that all the queers are listening to. So he does Ethel Merman brunch every Sunday.
Everything's coming up roses.
So we were Googling, and this is what took us so fucking long. No, that's two different songs.
I know, I'm drunk.
But
fuck
we're
it.
Good because now you'll get it to get out of my dreams and get into my Ethel.
A Billy Ocean reference, thank
so
you.
So we were Googling you, past Marcia. Inaugurations because Donna Summer performed at the 84 Reagan inauguration. I still haven't forgiven her. But in 1980, you know who stepped still up dead. On stage? Ethel fucking Merman. And what does she do? A show tune. And she sings Everything's Coming Up Roses to Ronald Reagan. And who's in the front row? Zaza Gabor.
Oh.
And you're trying to tell me this guy was
Why
the biggest...
Why do you say Zaza?
Well, why not?
Because it's Zaza.
But I want it to be Zaza. Like
she's okay. not dead yet, is
like,
she?
Like
she hasn't died.
No. She's down to like she's one limb
no
and a wig.
Leg. Right, exactly.
Slapping
right.
police officers right. in Beverly Hills. Right. Yeah, she is.
A torso and a wig.
They're That's taking her it. Apart limb by limb, literally.
New York is where I'd rather stay.
How can this guy have been so anti-gay when he's got Ethel Merman singing a show tune and Zsa Gabor in the front fucking row?
And he was in... movies in Hollywood, so he
and
knew.
Kinky Boots. No, it's not.
It's my actor that
Sarah
I can't pronounce
Jane
his name.
Potts. It's Joel Egerton. I meant the movie, not
yeah.
Broadway.
No, I'm yeah. looking at the movie.
Yeah,
2005. It's not Kate Winslet. No,
no. You're
Sarah Jane Potts is who you're. I think that's like
the
main.
But
the
drag
girl.
Queen is Rajatel, and I can never pronounce his name right.
Chiwetel,
little girl from
yeah.
Beast
plays
of the
Lola.
Southern Wild.
Chiwetel.
He's the main drag queen. Yeah.
Yeah, Edja Yifur.
I love all his movies. I can't say his name to save my fucking life, but he's fantastic.
But you're thinking of this woman. Right? Sarah Jane Potts? I mean, she's the main girl.
There's something
there's
that sounds
definitely
like...
No Kate
is there
Winslet.
Something with the word ugly in it that Kate Winslet is in? Because I always confuse those two movies. Kinky Boots and...
Titanic.
Something.
Let me go back. All right. I remembered my Ethel Merman piece, so now Kate I can Winslet. Google again.
Oh, by
back.
The way, wait a minute.
I think Kate Winslet
You told
is,
us not to
Let's remember Sondheim.
That was it. Because Sondheim wrote Everything's Coming Up Roses.
Fuck it then. I rock it off. Okay, I have a question, though.
Okay.
Because we have about less than 20 minutes left in the show.
What?
We do. I told you, 3 hours goes so quick.
It's quick.
Flies by.
Follow-up question. Al, is there a follow-up question? Oh, by the way, wait, did we get to who you would nail if you could?
Hideous Kinky.
Hideous Kinky.
That's what you're thinking of.
That's what, yeah, and Kinky Boots.
Sure.
Kinky Boots is where we realized there may be a limit to how many movies about drag queens we can see, because Breakfast on Pluto had just come out, and like everybody was coming out with a drag queen movie. But Kinky Boots is a lot of fun, and it's Cyndi Lauper doing music and some lyrics, but Harvey Weinstein is doing book and most of the lyrics. So you got, I mean, you got a stellar team here writing. Yeah. And it comes to Broadway, I want to say March 31st or March 13th. I
Can't
have dyslexia.
Wait. I hope it doesn't go the taboo route.
No. Taboo was something that they found and they brought across the pond and had to make changes to because it really wasn't Broadway ready. Kinky Boots, I mean, you've already got a Broadway writer.
It is apparently spectacular.
Yeah.
My mom
really?
Went and saw it in Chicago. Like, they were there and it was a very short run and she was
so
like
what was
raving.
The, what do they call those?
Previews.
Previews.
It's,
yeah,
the,
okay.
it's the out-of-town sure. preview. Yeah. They're working it out. But, I mean, you don't have to... If Harvey... Jesus Christ.
Or we could just ignore my question.
What
I'm not
is
sure.
his name? I did. I gave you her name. It was Rula.
That actually was not what he asked.
Oh, that's okay. not what I asked.
Oh, what did you ask? If I had another question.
Is there a follow-up question? And you never said that I recall who was your crossover girl.
I did. I showed her
yeah.
a picture. Rula.
Rula.
Oh,
I just
one.
Found her this last week. She okay. was on Bill Maher. She is stupid hot. But now I need just a second because why can I not think of Harvey's name? He.
Corman?
No, he's the narrator for the Times of Harvey Milk, and he wrote Church Song Trilogy, and he
Firestein.
Wrote
Firestein.
Firestein. Yeah. He's doing the book and half the lyrics. They're they're combining acts. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Her.
And they'll find
queers
her.
Queers don't love. Queers don't feel.
Yeah. And I got to see Hairspray in the first week of its run with him, and he was...
How gay is John Travolta? Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, and I thought John Travolta was amazing in that.
So gay.
I thought he was actually so robbed of a nomination.
Actually gay, because I know a girl that works for Learjet, and like big time works for Learjet. Like,
okay, are we about to have a TMZ moment here? What are
probably.
We doing?
Probably. But he transports all of his boyfriends everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like the super PR gigantic for Learjet, and like her Christmas card is fucking obnoxious. It's all her Christmas card is all these little pictures of her and famous people, and it makes me want to fucking punch her in the face, because I mean, like, I'm jealous of her.
She's your Kennedy.
But how I feel for you. Yeah, she's your Kennedy.
Thank you. And I fucking hate her.
So Kennedy equals I fucking hate her. I like, yeah, I'm good. So,
especially Kennedy from MTV. Remember her?
Oh,
yes. Fucking yes. Hate
cunt, 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 yes. Cunt, cunt. Yes. Is that good enough Kennedy. For Marnie?
I'm sure it is. She's in the air right now.
She's in the air. But, she doesn't know.
She says, absolutely, hands down, 100%, if you ever question, don't question again, he's gay. He is gay,
and you know
gay,
what,
gay.
And yes. You know what the sneaky part about the Learjet thing is he doesn't have to do, like, everybody else has to go through the airport. Like, even if you do a private jet, but he's the fucking pilot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So he can fly anybody he wants.
Like, crazy. She has seen it with her eyes. He is flying men around. She has seen him with them. Like,
where there's smoke, there's fire. Oh. You can only walk by so many cremations before you realize there must be a crematorium nearby.
Well, yes. We may have just stumbled on the one thing that makes us go viral and we become something bigger, and or there's a lawsuit. So I'm not sure. Welcome to Q Talk America, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. You're nobody till somebody sues you. I'm right. Sure that's something.
This is exciting.
So Frank Marino said about Joan Rivers. Horseshit. All right.
Diane Weist. Well, now I think,
Weist.
God damn it.
Weist, Weist, whatever. I loved her in Edward Scissorhands. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. I think it may be.
I love her in everything.
I don't know who
that's a good. That's
yeah,
a, that's
you do.
A, that's a, that's a good
idea. Joaquin Phoenix's mom in Parenthood.
Diane Weist, two-time Oscar winner, in case you don't know who she is. It's the question on the board. Who almost turned down Bullets Over Broadway, which is another one of those movies that I made everyone go see.
I keep hearing that. People keep telling me I have to see it. I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'm going to say there's three movies because I'll think of a third one. That and there's two Broadway shows and three movies that I have been asked to please sit somewhere else because I was disturbing to the audience. The first one is Overboard with Goldie Hawn.
Favorite movie of all time. Where's Carrie? Carrie, are you still listening? Because now we're talking about Overboard.
A falsetto child.
A falsetto child? That's what we say all the time. Are you kidding me?
She said some really mean things about my wife. So if you know her, could you please come get her?
Oh, I feel like I should. I've seen it like twice, but as a young child.
Wait, what?
And then as like a teenager.
Come over and watch it with me.
I'm a short, fat,
slut. I'm a short, fat slut.
Please tell me something
about
myself.
Roy Travis. My name is Travis.
Come on, honey. You got this one. Sweet Trav. Oh, well, that's all we'll do now. But anyways,
my favorite movie. I tell everybody it's like, oh, life is beautiful. You know, I make up some shit about what my favorite movie is. It's Overboard.
Oh, it's Overboard.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have a lawyer.
I don't know who I am, but I'm sure I have a lawyer. She's not. She said some.
I like it when she goes.
So they, and you know who complained about me and made me move? The person I was with.
Your mom?
No.
That's excellent.
My friend Patty, who you're going to meet next week at Dreamgirls.
Patty.
Okay.
So that movie, and then the second one was Bullets Over Broadway, where I lost my mind laughing, and I started like snorting and kicking. And at one point,
it's going on the list.
Oh, it has
going
to.
On the list.
You have to see it. But Diane Weist steals that movie, line after line after fucking line. And what's her name? Slightly Asian Meg Tilly's sister Jennifer Tilly.
Oh yeah, slightly. She is
slightly
Asian.
Asian.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, Tupper, I am still drinking. Thank
she
you.
She is the olive.
And what else? And Jennifer Holliday was in that crazy, sexy lesbian movie that Tim
Bound.
Oh, that's Jennifer Holliday. Jennifer Tilly.
Tilly.
Bound.
Yeah.
Where they filmed
Bound.
Them,
that's
where
what
they filmed
thinking.
Gina
the
Gershon
thing?
Like a man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you just confuse Jennifer Tilly
Holliday.
And Jennifer
yes.
Holliday?
I did.
Different races.
Two different races and two different sizes,
but also
depending
when you said,
on the
like,
decade.
Sort of Asian, like that to me was Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Semi Asian.
Okay, well.
Okay, and so Urinetown was the one where they actually told me. And this was people I was with. You have to go sit somewhere else.
They made a movie out of Urinetown, or are you talking about the show?
The show.
Got it.
Broadway
okay.
show.
Snorting. I was snorting, and I started to throw up a little bit in my mouth because I was laughing so hard I couldn't even stand it.
No.
Yep, did it.
I have a confession. I was the only, almost got kicked out of Borat. I was the only female laughing in the movie theater and thought I was going to get kicked out. Yeah.
And the drowsy chaperone was the other one.
Really?
Laughed so hard, I thought I was going to die. And it was not just me. It was two of my friends that were laughing so hard. So I come back to Phoenix, and I'm waiting on somebody at BS West. And somebody goes, oh, I just got back from New York. I'm like, what'd you see? And he listened to the shows. I'm like, I saw Drowsy Chaperone last week, too. He's like, well, I went to the Wednesday show. I'm like, I was at the Wednesday show. And he goes, I don't know
there
how you can hear
asshole.
Anything.
Yeah.
He's like, there was these people in the front that were screaming. He's like, the show was not that funny, and we couldn't hear whole pieces of dialogue. I'm like, well, we were closer, and it was that fucking funny.
That was us.
That's fantastic.
Small world.
Yeah. Okay, Alfred.
Yes, that's me. Shut the fuck up.
We have less than 15 minutes left in the show.
Oh, we need another question.
Follow-up question. I thought we had one. If not, well, we'll continue talking about crap.
Yes, Tyler, you're in town. And it doesn't matter if all you get to do is hear the soundtrack, but listen to it. It's a privilege to pee. It's Sutton Foster's brother Hunter as the star, and his wife plays somebody one leg. And, oh, my God, it's ridiculously fun. It's the only show I've ever gone back to see on Broadway. Like, I really? Actually planned a second trip to go back to see it. And it toured with half the cast. It's brilliant writing. It should be studied for how funny it is.
I've seen Rent twice on Broadway.
No, but I went right back.
Oh, like turned around.
Flew back.
Yeah, got it.
Had to see it again. Like, I needed all of that back in my head.
Yeah. I'm a bad gay. I don't like Rent.
I am on board with you.
Gay. You got two of them.
My theory is sick people, dirty city. Why sing about it?
AIDS.
Oh that's my God. Yes,
that's it. And it's like each should almost be called America. It should almost be called
everyone
the miserable.
Everyone has AIDS. Yes.
To me,
AIDS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank mother, you. No. Although here we'll go full circle. Tony Kushner wrote Lincoln.
I know. We've been talking about it for weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck y'all. I come into it.
If we've been talking
Angels
about
in America.
It, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Fucking brilliant.
Fucking brilliant. And yeah. I saw it with Doug Wilkie and a friend of ours because it's two plays. It's Millennium Approaches and Perestroika.
Angels in America.
Angels in America.
Yeah. And I've seen them on like HBO because they're
yeah. I only
on
saw
HBO.
The second half. How dumb is that?
It's available on video.
Yeah.
But anyways, they did it. It was two different plays. It played in two different years. And then when they toured it, they toured it as one because it's all the same characters coming mm-hmm. back. Mm-hmm. So what they did was for like 1 week they toured. 1 week you could see Millennium Approaches, and the other one you could see Perestroika. And I'm a bad gay. I can't remember which one comes first. Or on a Saturday when they would have a matinee and an evening show, the matinee was Millennium Approaches. No, Perestroika's first. Perestroika was first, and then you had to sit there, and it was 2 3-hour plays back to back. And Doug and I and this girl saw it, and I mean, you couldn't hear people over the crying. It is mm-hmm. probably the most important and beautiful piece of theater ever written. And that's why I said about Lincoln, like, thank God he didn't fuck up Tony Kushner, because I was so worried.
Yes.
That his beautiful writer, just gorgeous, and one of the greatest TV movies ever made. Like, that is Meryl Streep at her absolute best. And everybody. You can't even have to stop there.
Right.
What's her
anybody
face?
Who's in it.
Sense and Sensibility. Who's
Emma Thompson.
Brilliant.
I love her.
What's her face from Weeds at the top of her game?
Right.
Wilson from
the three names.
Mary Parker.
Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker. And Wilson, the guy from that came to Broadway in Oklahoma and Full Monty, the original cast. He's the Mormon, the hot Mormon.
Was it Full Monty that I know?
But the play, the musical, The Full Monty.
I'm drunk.
I know.
So,
his name's Wilson.
Patrick Wilson.
Hot hottie Al Pacino. I mean, that's just the greatest thing ever.
So just for clarification, no follow-up question.
I'm trying to get there, but I'm trying to answer.
Well, hurry the fuck up. We have 8 minutes left in this goddamn show.
I want to go like 3 more hours. This is
well,
awesome.
I know.
I saw Patrick Wilson in that movie or that play with
get Marnie to do something next week.
Katie Holmes. It was a Broadway play that I went to, and it was with, what's his name, from Third Rock from the Sun.
John Lithgow.
It was, like, really boring.
It wasn't Speed the Plow.
We're going to go with
it. Madonna's first.
Yeah, but
it was boring. Anyway, I saw Patrick Wilson, met him outside of the cast door, and he was really cute. So there, and Suri
I still
was
don't
there.
Know who that is.
Actually, Suri came out on stage, which was like, I'm going to
Oh, that is kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't think Suri's
IBDB.
Human.
IBDB.
That's on the side.
All right, so your favorite, here's an easy one. Not, it's not very thoughtful, but it's easy.
Okay.
Like your favorite celebrity sighting meeting. Like who did you like actually meet and like either geeked out over or just were so excited to meet? Like who is your favorite person that you've run into?
Shall I start?
Please do. You're in the chair.
Well,
that
you're
starts.
in the Marnie chair, so you have to.
I had the extremely good fortune of being at the groundbreaking ceremony for the William Jefferson Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock. I got to meet Bill.
Monica? Your Monica was there?
No. He grabbed my ass. It was awesome.
No.
I
wish.
But
in the picture, it looks like he's grabbing my ass. So that's what
I would just
people.
Ride that home. And you're thinking of All My Sons.
Yeah.
There you go.
All My Sons. Thank you. The play.
It was boring. But what else?
Hey, a Clinton sighting. And you know what everybody says? And it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, even Elizabeth Hasselbeck had to give into it every time she's met him, that the charm oozes out of that. Man. Like your
charming.
Pants kind of unbuttoned and your bra gets a little looser and you're almost a stripper.
Yeah.
Like there's something about, and they say it's the way that he says hello and like he knows just where to touch you as he's shaking your hand. That
I'm like feeling it right now.
Yeah, that there's something.
he's another one of my crossovers, apparently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And even Republicans say it that they can't all the crazy zombie bitches from Fox News, the fembots.
Yeah, they
the
still like him.
The whole team of them all say that even though like they hate him and they want to put a knife through him, they
love him.
They he's fall so into charming. It. Like mm-hmm. that, there's something that he's oozing that the rest of us don't.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
And that should not
meet him twice.
I know. Well, it's more milky than it is clearly, but sure.
Oh, God. Lord almighty.
Okay.
There's the line.
I know a number of people who have met him because he's been to Phoenix a few times for some Democratic events. Mm-hmm. I've never had that good fortune. I've never been at the same events.
Met him the second time when he was campaigning for Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
He was at ASU.
Do you think that's going to happen again?
Fucking hope so.
You know what's funny? He wants it. She hasn't said that she wants it, but he does.
Yeah. So do I.
Do you think she's too
old?
So
there's that. No.
No, because this is the new era. 69 is the age of a presidential candidate before him.
Right.
Like, he's the one that lowered the threshold. Everybody else was
That's
old.
True. And then Barack, youngy.
Well, no, young but it's gotten,
pants,
it's
yeah.
gotten younger with everyone.
Younger
yeah.
since
except,
Bill,
for except for Kennedy, and look what they did to him.
Do you think the...
Was it a lion?
Obama
on the
Presidential Library will be in Chicago or Hawaii?
Oh, Chicago.
No,
I hope so.
I honestly... Did you get that?
In the Lincoln so, and Dallas so. With a gun. I got it. Thank you.
Was it a lion on the in the,
not
in the
sure.
patio?
Meningitis? Nope. Gun.
Choking
Sorry.
A sandwich?
Yeah.
Nope. Probably a gun. I would say just
choked
because
on a sandwich.
Dealey Plaza.
How did he die?
We're not talking about Mama Cass. We're talking about Kennedy.
No, that's one of the things.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would have to say because I did
Zap
a couple
Ruder.
All the
that's gonna be the drinking name.
Was there a book depository?
Right. next week it's Zapruder.
Can't put my finger on it. Oh wait, but speaking of put my finger on it, when they're elected in the most popular girls in school, when they're giving their
Barbies.
When they're giving their speeches as to what it means to be nominated, they all say something really catty and awful, and then the one says something completely cliche and stupid, and the one girl goes, "God damn it, she's so wise." Wait till you get to episode 12.
I'm watching it tonight.
God damn it. She's so
Are we staying up till 3 in the morning? Yes. Are we going to watch?
No, it's going to take you 36
yeah.
minutes.
Both things?
Yes.
Okay.
36 minutes.
Yeah, I'm in.
Do I have your phone number?
It's the clip.
No. We're gonna live tweet each other while we're watching all this shit that you told us to watch.
Can I go over? All right, so who's your celebrity meet and greet?
Oh, I've met met like a number of celebrities.
But not a cough drop you ever liked, right?
Right.
It's starting now.
It doesn't work.
Halls
doesn't work.
Makes a nice selection.
It's because I choose like strawberry cream. You know, I want like the candy. Anyway, so I've met some celebrities. I was really okay, but and I'm like a celebrity to me is anyone from like a super celebrity to like a literally like a D E F list.
Yeah,
like
famous only to me.
Star.
Yeah,
I was a little hot and bothered with Mayor Stanton. That's how D-list
yeah.
I'll go.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. But I'll tell you who I met, and I absolutely love, and I'm a big fan of The Fourth Hour, The Today Show. I'm a really, honestly, I like Kathy Lee and Hoda,
And
they're doing we're completely imitating them.
You've met vodka. Congratulations.
A few times tonight, actually. I met Kathy Lee. I was a waitress at a restaurant in Nantucket.
Oh Jesus.
And Kathy Lee
fucking
was
Kennedy's. I swear to God.
I know. I was the waitress in Nantucket. You know who else I met there? Actually, Mike Tyson, David Gregory, and John Kerry. Which was really fucking cool.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but he was actually really nice. But
lawsuits are stacking.
I know.
I'm a guest.
Somebody kicked me.
You're not responsible for me.
Your contract labor.
I can say whatever I want.
You get paid the same as everybody else.
Kathy Lee Gifford was fucking awesome. Really nice. Tipped super well. Was like friendly and. Her daughter Cassidy was there, mm-hmm. and also her dog was there. That was just random. Whoa. That she asked me to get get water for her dog. So that was exciting.
Trying to get water for chocolate, much more difficult.
Or for elephants.
So I've seen
water for elephants nearly impossible.
Right. Yes.
That's what they say. They say that. So that's my favorite celebrity sighting. I also really super gawked at Jackie Warner at the Abbey one time in L.A., and she gave me a dirty look and, like, said, don't look at me, that kind of
cunty.
Thing.
She's cunty.
Who's this cunty? Yeah. She's a hot lesbian trainer.
I like that you just spelled Jillian C-U-N-T. Michaels, like, not a C-U next to you, she's a C-U-N-T.
And I was gawking, because Kelly goes, oh, my God, there's Jackie Warner, and I was, like, doing one of these. Like, I leaned forward in my chair and was, like, really staring hard.
Did she literally say, don't look at me?
Well, she was arguing with the valet, and then she looked over.
So, yes, she did.
Yeah, and she goes, what? And I was like, oh, my God.
That's awesome. You should have gotten your ass kicked by her just so you could say you got your ass kicked by her.
She was a total. Yeah. But she's hot.
No, she's not. She's gross.
No, yeah.
Katie June.
She's sexy.
Katie June.
She's so gross.
Not anymore with her, like,
she's so beneath the Kennedys.
Oh, she's so
gross.
She
was with Jillian Michaels, and I really am a Jillian Michaels person. Yeah? Are we? No?
We'll talk later.
Okay, good.
That I can't say on air. Right, we'll talk later.
We're in the final 3 minutes of tonight's
show. Fuck this. I want a 6-hour show.
I understand that.
So you're on. Who is yours?
Well, I because of my broadcasting background, I've really had the fortune to meet a lot of really cool people. So, one of the people that I hosted an event for last year here locally was because I wanted to meet Raja from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I got to stand on stage in a dressing room with and meet Carl Perkins, who wrote Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh,
that
Scotty Moore, who was the drummer for the original when Elvis did original recordings in Sun Studios.
Yep.
I sat and had breakfast with Sam Phillips, who owns Sun Studios.
Wow.
Who originally recorded
Elvis. There's a show called
Elvis.
Memphis coming that's all about them.
Right.
I wouldn't have been able to
speak. I got
to
meet all of those people, which was fantastic. I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of really, really wonderful people. So I can't really nail down anybody that is just a celebrity that I'm in awe of. However, it always comes to be that if I'm in awe, like we all know, in December I met Jason Medina. And it's one of those things where I just shut down because I become so shy in front of certain people that
Stop
I hold in
it.
Such regard. I know, totally do. Now, Scotty Moore, no. Carl Perkins, no. These people. I just was like, I remember standing at the back of Scotty Moore's Suburban. I'm not a drummer. That's DJ Fontana, who I met also. Scotty Moore was the guitar player. And I remember standing there. Just I shook his hand and was like, "Do you realize who you are?" Like insane. I also got to dance at a function at Graceland with Miriam Cock, who was Elvis's personal live-in nurse. At Graceland.
I love Graceland.
She wasn't very good at her job.
Well,
right.
She wasn't there the day
she
passed
away.
She lost him
in
the bathroom.
But it was just amazing. I mean, I have had the very good fortune of meeting a lot of very cool people who I'm like, wow, you are history. You are part of history. Regardless if it's you know, not political or world, but like to me, obviously, and you, Al, music is a huge thing. So you realize these people who touched so many different aspects of music and rock and roll or history or whatever. And it's just very cool.
That's awesome.
And they're just normal people. Like, they get in their Chevy truck or their Suburban or their Nissan Altima and just drive home. Like, they're just normal people. But it's like, wow, you shaped the fucking world in regards to music or however they did it. It's very cool.
Right.
Go ahead.
I have two. Well, the first one was Linda Eder that I didn't go see her. We were going to trade our tickets for Titanic back in the late 90s. And go see whatever she was in, Jekyll and Hyde. But we didn't.
Whatever she was in.
But we didn't. But Titanic was short enough that we were able to like run across the street and wait by the stage door for Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh,
and she came out and she talked to everybody and she was very gracious. And everybody was really about him. I can't even remember what his name was that played Hyde, but he was kind of more famous than she was at the time. So everyone was talking to him, and I talked to her, and I was like, oh, my God, I am so in love with you. I love your album. I make everybody listen to Man of La Mancha, blah, blah, blah. I'm almost retarded. Oh, I'm such a huge Man fan. And she was like, oh, my God. She's like,
I know.
She's like, this is so nice. I'm like, and I did you in drag last week? And she was like, I have a drag queen. And that's exactly what she said. According to her on the street.
Her first?
I was her first drag queen. I was the that's first precious. Person she'd heard of doing someone in drag. And then in San Diego one time, Donna Summer was playing at Humphrey's, and everyone was talking, and these guys were standing next to me and Harrison, and they were like, all right, you're a bigger fan than we are. And they gave us their backstage passes because they didn't want to go.
Was this when you were getting your hair cut?
No, that's the second time I met her. All right. But the first time, so we went backstage, and they weren't going to do it. They weren't going to do the meet and greet. But then everybody was like, you get 5 minutes. And there weren't many of us. I think there was only like 10 of us that actually like got the passes and stayed around. And she really did spend 5 minutes. And she was so nice. I'm like, that's my favorite wig of yours. And I talked to her. And then she got to...
And who is this?
Donna Summer. Oh. And then she got to Harrison. And Harrison was like, you're very nice, but he can have my 5 minutes. So she came back to me. Wow.
Wait, is your Harrison the same Harrison?
Yes.
Yeah. Harrison. Yeah.
She was here 2 weeks ago.
I'm an idiot. I didn't do the math. But I would just like to give a shout out to my girlfriend who was finally able to tune in for the last 90 seconds.
Well, there's that.
Of our 3-hour show. So.
She's a busy woman.
Yeah.
Thanks, shout out, babe. Girl.
And then I met Tommy Tune one time in Toronto when I was like 15 or 16 years old, and he was doing My One and Only with Lucy Arnaz, and she was a bitch cunt. But Tommy Tune was so nice. He walked up to me and he shook my hand, and I said, And my friend goes, he really likes you. Because he was like 6'6" of gorgeous in a long trench coat, and he was so fucking hot.
It happens.
And he can tap dance.
Oh, there's that. Okay, you've managed to do it. You wasted another Tuesday night listening to us. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Thank you for being here, along with Katie June, Molly Montgomery, and Al Perkins. We're here every Tuesday night from 7 to 10 Phoenix time. If you can't figure that out, fuck you. Cheese and rice.
What a nice way to end.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
We will be here again next week with maybe a signature beverage, a blended drink, and who knows, maybe snacks. We're not sure. But as we like to close out each and every show each week, we would like to say we will
see you next Tuesday.
That spells cunt.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.